Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best
music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Wanjong Entertainment.
So true, realist. Wanjong Entertainment. Pussy me. Badder than them. Hey boy, when me wall you, me a give you about 30. If you no be a deceased pussy, you lucky boy. You a walk up and down a chucky boy. And a chat to your fuckery. Gun back boy. And since when I don't know turn back boy. Little gun back. The little gun back boy. Gun back boy. And since when I don't know turn back boy. Little gun back. The little gun back boy.
Tell them say bad man no talk a lot. True. Bus boy head like a coconut. True. Young a Portland we got the boat of that. True. Tell them say bad man no laugh a lot. True. Boy, me see them a smoke a lot, but them a smoke a lot, a coke a lot. Me see say that I eat that blue. But boy, head like a coconut, true. Cut left them from the water top blue. Boy, badness and a something for you walk and try. And in a cell a shop for you go walk and buy. Now tell me about how you a bad man when you a lie. When everybody know you never want a pie. Badder than them. Max Steel man them, badder than them. Man them, badder than them. Rima man them, yeah. Rifle gun them, clap them, make them run well. Badder than them. Junglist man them, badder than them. Cockburn pen man, badder than them. Punish town man them. Warwick a hill clap it Sunday to Sunday. Why be dead we kill them, be the better we no responsive fool. Cause them a troublemaker boy. Skin put a tough like alligator gun. Shot a boy, warrior you up like a set a boy. You should have played with man from Jamaica. I think I'm to tell you, bad man, I step away. When you see me, you be due respect. You know, want you no respect the whole place, we wreck away. You know, one man, lift it up again. 21 John, I can rip it up again. Tell them a wicked man, or some kicky them. Come here to say, you some little baby, deposit them. Oh, God. Them are the least problem, be with it. Well, I'm a one with the easy, does it? So when them come here, come a lip. Bad man a roll up the clip.
Badder than them, yeah. Max Steel man them, badder than them, yeah. TG man them, badder than them. Rima man them, yeah. Rise the gun them, jungle tap again them. Badder than them, yeah. Cockburn pen man, badder than them, yeah. Punish town man them, badder than them, yeah. Walter man, yeah. Rise the gun them, jungle tap again them. Whoa, when them think of brick, yeah. Bad man a load up clip on clip. Be a fat Glock with chip on chip. So true, realist, badder than them. Make them talk and flip. Badder than them. So true. One chance, badder than them.
Yes, yeah, your boy Kurt ENT, behind the scenes radio with my co-host, Niecy the motherfucking queen. The number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. But any artist that wants to send their music in, make sure you send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY. That's behind the scenes airplay at gmail.com. We only take MP3 formatted. We don't take links. We don't take SoundCloud. We don't take none of that stuff. We only take MP. Make sure that you send all your social media information, a picture, bio. Can't be shit hot. We gonna play shit, and that's just what it is. What's good, Niecy?
Yo, what's up?
How you feeling?
Drained. Like it's not even a holiday.
Well, it's supposed to be a holiday. It ain't a holiday. Any old way.
Yeah,
oh well. So tonight, yo, we got the Hendrix Brothers on the show tonight. We interviewing them, and also we're going to do the true meaning of Christmas tonight. So make sure that y'all hold on. We got a couple more tracks that we're going to play, and then we're going to get into this interview. Once again, the number is 516. You know what it is. The next track that we about to play is Impasse. The name of the track is Dark on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let go!
Everything's flashing, I don't know what's happening to me. Luminous aura, the one I desire to see. A glow beside me, I know, girl, I want you to be. I want you to be. Only care about this. I don't care how this might sound, but I know that we came from a distance. Now we're here in this instance. Coincidence, I don't think so. Us to bees and I wish so. Thoroughly, baby, I need me a star. Celestial being, I know who you are. I see you outside. My life is something I need you inside.
All night, we're alright. I need you to go somewhere dark. We're me, yeah, yeah.
Deep in this unknown, it's real. I know it's fake. Girl, wait for the mile. I'll go for you, for you. Learned on, take it all around the world. Carry on. 80s, baby, you the blow to my soul train. I can never leave love on my Cobain. Your mirage in the lustful air. Paradise City, I must be there. Lucid dream in your radiance. I'm stumbling on my cadence. Sunglasses on, but you beaming. Really, kinda nice, but I mean it. Really, every damn word, I'ma back it up on my time machine with my actions, my passion. You my endeavor. Find by yourself, girl, how about better? Yeah, never been so sure. Love's sick and I need my cure. Hey, girl, and you shining. No shade, baby, you blinded.
Charged me half for a whole key. Now it's back to back in my driveway. Silly on two. Got that bitch sitting sideways. Mask in a glove, yeah, they know me. I do this for the hood, I'm an OG. Chop in my hand, what you say, nigga? It's a few gorillas and some apes with us. I'm sitting in the villa with like eight bitches. All hollows, man, in these 3Ks, I hate niggas. I bet these pussies run when that chopper out. I will bag a whole brick in the Waffle House. Feeling like I robbed the plug and got off scot-free. Cause he only charged me half for a whole key. Chop in my hand, what you say, nigga? I will write up on your block broad day, nigga. I knew I'd be the man since 03. Better tell him bottom line, I'm a OG. Chop in my hand, what you say, nigga? I will write up on your block broad day, nigga. I knew I'd be the man since 03. Better tell him bottom line, I'm a OG. Free the guys that's doing OT. Tell them when they come home, I said it's on me. Step before the signing, yeah, that's on me. Until the wheels fall off, and I'm on E. Shout out to them trappers trying to make a way. 100 grand large, take the pain away. Scale in the bag, it ain't no me. I do this for the hood, I'm an OG. Chop in my hand, what you say, nigga? I run around with criminals and gang members. You ain't got no hitters, you a lame nigga. And I ain't call my killers cause they came with us. I bet you pussies run when that chopper out. I paid a bag for a brick in your IT house. Feeling like I robbed the plug and got on scot-free. Cause he only charged me half for a whole key. Chopper in my hand, what you say, nigga? I will write up on your block broad day, nigga. I knew I'd be the man since 03. Better tell him bottom line, I'm a OG. Chopper in my hand, nigga. I will write up on your block broad day, nigga. I knew I'd be the man since 03. Better tell him by the line, I'm a OG.
You don't know a part
the metamorphic musician, and I stay in tune to the hottest internet radio station in the universe. Behind the scenes with the host Curtis and Nisi Lee every Sunday night, every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. sharp and 9 p.m. Eastern time.
You better check in.
Hi, this is Max Groove. Smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Nisi Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
Risk gang.
Blowing gas that day, motherfucker. I'm getting ass that day, motherfucker. You know why? Feels good to be eating.
Yeah.
Lately, everything bone licking. I don't share that shit with hoes. I share it with strong women. They waiting for you to bite. They tell me they've gone fishing. I'm bumping your tape. Tell you what every song missing. Talent and drive. You don't got dedication. And on the shit you dropping is real. Animation. I was in the car with two white boys and a Haitian. And we get into that dirty ass money. Contamination. I got drugs in the Ziploc bag. Lamination. And I meditate the wife off the hate. Sanitation. Ain't you tell me you was fixing the pop? Cancellation. Aha. You that shit is motivation. Motherfucker, that's paramount. But the bullshit, I'ma air it out. I'm high, that's my whereabouts.
I'm counting in a fair amount. Getting to the money, motherfucker, that's paramount. I'm a Kush Lau, motherfucker, that's paramount.
Rich gang.
All my girls bad, motherfucker, that's paramount. Better show respect, motherfucker, I'm paramount.
Rich girl.
We getting to the money, motherfucker, that's paramount.
Day, motherfucker.
I'm getting ass every day, motherfucker.
Where every time I'm online, motherfuckers stay on me. It's like they ain't got nothing else to do but they hate on me. I went through right your neighborhood, had like 20K on me and still ain't get the K on me. You pussy and you know it, trying to prey on me. I'm at the top of the food fucking chain, it weigh on me. Thinking how infatuated you are with another man. I think some of my haters turning gay on me. I'ma call you Naomi, I lay you pussies out, you try to lay on me. I'm in the streets blowing up gas. Fuck the cops, fuck it right in front of me, cause it's fun to watch. Louis done rolled up 20 J's, took 100 shots. Cause my team winning, tell them run the clocks. Man, that shit paramount.
But the bullshit, I'ma air it out. I'm high, that's my whereabouts. I'm counting in a fair amount. I'm getting to the money, motherfucker, that's paramount. I'm a Kush Lau, motherfucker, that's paramount.
Rich gang.
All my girls bad, motherfucker, that's paramount. Better show respect, motherfucker, I'm paramount.
Rich girl.
We getting to the money, motherfucker, that's paramount.
Gas every day, motherfucker.
I'm getting ass every day, motherfucker. Blowing gas every day, motherfucker. I'm getting ass every day, motherfucker.
Gang. Yo, my shad is acting crazy. Anyway, once again, it's your boy Kurt E.T. Behind the Scenes Radio with co-host. She ain't even my co-host. We host Niecy in the motherfucking building. 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. Tonight we have the Hendrix brothers with us tonight. It's Tim Hendrix and Melvin James Hendrix, two brothers originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They currently live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Melvin and Tim have been creating music and art together since 2011. They create custom acrylic paintings on canvases. They have displayed their artwork in over 60 shows throughout the United States. Hendrix Brothers have created art for celebrities such as Eddie Griffin, Monique, Erykah Badu, Dizzy Wright, and many others. Hendrix Brothers strive to make an impact in humanity through sharing their art and music with the world. Now on Behind the Scenes Radio. What's good, Hendrix Brothers? You're now
live. What's up?
What's good with y'all, man? How y'all feeling tonight?
We good. Feeling real good.
How's it feeling in Las Vegas right now?
It's what would you say about 30, 40 degrees? Yeah, it's kind of on the chill side, but it's not super cold, so it's pretty chill.
All right. Go ahead, Niecy.
Hey guys, how are you?
Oh, we good. Doing real good.
Okay. Considering you're from, you know, like most people hear about Wisconsin, Milwaukee. A couple of things run through your head, like the Laverne and Shirley show and cheese and all that. How did you come about liking or have a desire for music or art?
You want to ask? I would say enjoy watching other artists. Like I love music. I used to just always listen to music when I was young, and we was raised in the church. Our dad is a church. And I used to always sing in the church, so. Yeah, And for me, I was always into art as a youngster, and then went to the school art high school. And a lot of the people that I knew was at the school of arts went into music, so I just got more into their classes. And then they had the churches that had choirs, so I was singing in different choirs as well.
So you would say your music started pretty early on?
Yeah, I've been singing since I was like four.
How does your music and your art kind of, do they ever intertwine with one another?
Yeah, they do. We try to incorporate art and everything we do. We try to keep it creative. Yeah, balanced. We try to infuse it if possible.
Okay, Kurt.
How does the music of today influence your artwork?
We're inspired by a lot of people. Like we just appreciate music. So, I would say, like we listen to Kendrick Lamar, a lot of J. Cole, a lot of Janae Echo is another one. We also listen to a lot of jazz. Eric is doing helping. Nas new album.
And also, who's your hottest to you? Give me your both brothers separately. Or if you want to do it together, your top five artists of 2020.
In general, like anybody.
Your top five.
Okay, that's kind of hard. This year I would say Nas number one. I would say Big Sean. I would say Big Sean. I would say Wale.
Wale.
Yeah. And two more. I don't know, it's kind of hard to think of two more.
Okay. Go ahead, Nisi.
Didn't you live in Las Vegas now? And you're originally from Wisconsin. Was it hard transitioning? Uprooting and leaving your hometown and going somewhere else?
Yeah, I would say so, because we're not around. It's just me and my brother right here, so we're not around a lot of family. So it's challenging. Especially right now during the holidays, we're around family.
Yeah, pretty much every holiday is that same feel where you're pretty much the only, company, just you and your brother, pretty much.
Yeah, I know how that feels.
Would you say moving made your career a lot easier?
Yeah, I would say because of the opportunities. There's a lot more opportunities out here.
Okay, what made you pick Las Vegas instead of L.A. like most people?
Because L.A. is more expensive. And it's more expensive. I would be in L.A. if the money was there. It's just really the money. That's the main thing.
Yeah, I agree with that one. It just seems like it's Vegas kind of fit us at this particular moment.
But I definitely want to go to L.A. more, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Travel.
If you had to pick one, either the music or the artistic part, which one would you choose?
It's hard because I kind of look at it both as the same.
Yeah, that would definitely be very, very difficult.
me as well, because I see them as almost the same thing.
I mean, it is the kind of the same thing, because it's vibrations going on to a piece of paper, and then you actually, because your pictures are going to be totally different than anyone else's pictures because of your vibration. And so it is the same thing, actually. Introduce your song, Knowing.
This is called Knowing. This was just inspired by, you know, that we experienced out here in Vegas. Being more aware and making the right choice.
So we're just pretty much letting them know that we're already knowing. So we are very more intuitive. We have a little bit more clarity in this experience too, Vegas.
So this is Hendrix Brothers. Knowing on Behind the Scenes Radio. The number is 516-595-8305. We'll be right back.
Young Nab, baby.
Deja vu, I already know and showing. Program news like brain abuse, already knowing. Don't blow a fuse from different views. I'm so amused at knowing, already knowing. Fully aware of the secret many keeping hidden. Plain sight, I'm already knowing. Using my first sight, clear a voice to guard my step. Yeah, yeah, from the trigger, no high death figures. Via plans, bigger time travel outside the loop. No trance flowing like ocean, like river. You must adapt to limitations. I'm already knowing, I'm already knowing, I'm already knowing.
That you met that was the coolest that you did artwork
It's hard to say. I would say Eddie Griffin stood out, though.
Yeah, he's definitely the one that we had a lot of interaction with. Yeah, we definitely connected. We appreciate Erica Buddy. Yeah, Erica Buddy is pretty a lot of things to say on our interaction with him as well.
Yeah, for some reason, I knew you was going to say Eddie because Eddie from my hometown, Kansas City, Missouri, and then I moved to, and then I moved to Philly. That's where I live now in Philly, but I would, yeah, I would guess probably Eddie because he the coolest one. He from Kansas City. He cool and smooth. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
in your way.
Yeah, before I was going to chop it up, you know.
Yeah, he's going to be cool and smooth. You know what I mean? That's just Eddie. You know what I mean? That's anybody that you meet. Anybody that you meet from Kansas City, Missouri. Anyway, so when it comes to music, did you all go to school for music and art, or is it just something that you learned just gradually, or it was just a God-given talent?
Yeah. I would say gradually we learned it, but then the opportunity, you know, a lot of people that did a lot of things, including a lot of our aunties, you know, uncles and people. So we kind of rubbed as you know.
You all are going in and out.
Oh, okay. What I'm saying is our influence was from being around churches and, you know, choirs, and a lot of our uncles and aunties used to do a lot of singing as well. So I think that rubbed off as well.
Okay. All right.
As far as music, I always love music. So.
Which one of you would say is the more artistic one?
I would say both. Yeah. Yeah, I would say,
one's,
yeah.
One's not more,
cool.
More artsy, and one's more, not more, I guess, musical inclined?
It's hard to say. I mean, we have our moments where we pretty much balance each other out on those two levels. Yeah, I think we're... Yeah, I think it's pretty much balanced on that.
Okay, since 2020 is basically coming to an end, is there one thing either one of you would change or do differently if given a chance in this year?
I want to travel more. So that's like my main goal, is to like travel and meet more people around the world. And I can promote more. And for me, it's just keep creating a lot more music, you know, just kind of, you know, other people do, especially on the time because of the, you know, pandemic. The art takes people away from all the depression and
stuff. Okay, Kurt?
How do you feel about the pandemic right now and what's going on, and how do you feel about the vaccines and yeah, how do you feel about that? Because, you know, the world is...
It affected a lot. Like, I've definitely seen a change. It's been a lot of adjustment, you know, you have to adjust a lot. I'm not really feeling the vaccine, to be honest. And I would say for me, I think overall this has been a gift and a curse, because I think this is time for some people to reflect, and then for others has put people down a lot of rabbit holes. So I think this is forcing us to kind of go within and to figure out what we really are going to start doing rather than talk about it. We actually get to start reacting, because I think with the vaccine, it's a lot of hidden messages in the vaccine. And I think a lot of it could be dealing with a lot of hidden genocide. I'm not going to deep information on that one, because we don't want to mislead. I think to get past this, you have to really get in tune to your higher self. Because, you know, at the end of the day, with that one.
I think that it actually started with the testing because they're sticking something in your brain because they're going through your nasal passages. So I believe that
Well, Kurt, didn't you post something saying something about it was a doctor saying you actually are getting the vaccine when they insert when they test you for corona?
No, she was saying that it was something. A rollback tracking device in you, basically like the RDIF chip without the RDIF chip. They're putting it into you a different way. That's just the start of it. Yeah, so that's why I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I can't. I remember when we had Rizzo on here and we talked about it, you know, and from that point I was like, yo, I can't do it. Like, that's the way
that. That was prior. That was even prior to the COVID.
Yeah, that was 3 years before COVID even started. We spoke about it when, like, and RZA, if you know anything, brothers, if y'all know anything about RZA Islam, y'all should check him out on Instagram and Facebook. We had actually had him on here, and we spoke about a lot of facts and history, and just. How the government really actually is playing mind games with us, and what television, and just how we don't really how we really don't have any say so, but we can change it. We can, but it's gonna take all of us, not white, black, purple, no color. It's just humanity, basically.
Yeah, the collective. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we all come from the same. And it doesn't matter about color. That's just or money, what money you have. Or there's none of that. It has nothing to do with none of that. That's just something that they put in front of you. We're way more than what they tell us. You know what I mean? But anyway, we not on that. Anyway, so, like, how, like, what is, like, how does the family support? Like, do you all have kids yet? Like, let's get into that.
I would say, I mean, if I was to be completely honest, it's really just, I think religion is the main thing. Like, honestly, but we don't get as much support because we're not Christian. So. That's the only thing we deal with, basically, is not getting as much love because we're not a part of their religion.
That's going to happen because our people are scared to really realize that everything that we've been taught is a lie. Everything that we've ever been, you have to, like, really reprogram your brain. Like, you have to, and then the more that you seek it, though, you learn it. You get a taste of it, you realize what's going on. You want to know more, but you got to go through those ups and down feelings. Because at first you're gonna be in denial. You're gonna have all of that. You're gonna cry about it. You're just gonna be pissed. You're gonna feel all of that. Like, oh my God, this is like. And then. In the end, you're gonna be like, all right, now let's learn. Now, like, I want to know. And the more that you seek it and you look for it, everything that you try, and then you start realizing that everything is alive. Like, everything is alive. Like, we really live in the Matrix type. It is. It really is truly the Matrix. Yeah, but we don't even realize it. Yeah, this phone, this speaker that I have right now is alive. It has a vibration. You know what I mean? Like, anything that has a vibration, anything that exists or that we make has a soul. Everything. But, you know, they don't teach us that shit in school. It seems like this conversation is Go ahead, Niecy. Ask another question. I don't want to lead it off to that because, you know, people be listening. Oh, we get crazy.
That's what you do. can't help it. That's you.
I don't even. It ventured off so far. I'm not even sure if they answered the question you initially asked, if they have kids or how the family.
Oh yeah. My name's Tim. I got a 2-year-old daughter. As far as the connection that I have down there, you know, it's the same thing he was saying. It's the religion that creates this. They don't want to deal with us because I guess we're not connected to God because we're not part of their, you know, organization or their church revivals. So unfortunately,
right.
It's love from a distance, I guess, you know. We love the way, but we're not sitting to love our way. But we only can control our, you know, our intentions toward them.
Right. I feel like, just to tell you all this, like, it's not going to be easy. We all know it's not going to be easy. This is to the world that's listening, because, you know, people, I know one thing, I've been doing this now for almost 10 years. One thing that I have learned about this is that people can feel vibrations, and they won't call in with certain shows, but other shows they will call in. But 9 times out of 10, they don't even listen. They don't call in. 9 times out of 10, they download it. Because I can actually, after the shows, go back and look at who downloads, not who downloads, but how downloads and where, whatever, where they come from. Yeah, how many. So that's one thing that I've learned. Another thing is that people hide true intentions from. They try to, but if you really pay attention, you will find out, or you will feel it. The third thing that I'm going to tell you is that don't stop doing what you're doing. And do not stop searching for what you're searching for. You're never actually really complete. No one is actually really complete. We can search for it, but you're never really complete until we're gone from here. And then you're complete. That's when you are who you are that you speak to. In your head, that person that you speak to, that voice that you hear, that is you. They don't want us to know that, but that is you in another dimension, because we've all been here before, over and over and over again. It's going to keep on happening until we get shit right. That's what I believe. I don't know if you, that's what you believe, but I'm just telling you this, and this is what I'm feeling. But I feel like we can go ahead and get into the Christmas thing, though. Like,
well,
because
no,
because
we got to play the other songs.
Yeah. Well, we can still mix it in with them too, with that too. Let's do Matter to Me. My favorite is Yes We Are. But let's do.
It's called You Matter.
Let's do. Huh?
Okay.
My fault. You Matter.
Yeah, You Matter.
Oh, well, I mean, okay, that was the way that you all sent it to me, so that's what I put on there.
Yeah, that's You Matter. No problem.
Okay, go ahead. Introduce your song.
This is called You Matter. Just kind of talking about if you was born, you matter. You know, if you all matter at the end of the day. Yeah, and especially with the disparity in rich and poor, you know, despite of what you got as far as materialistic, you still matter. You know, you still push to the highest level, you know, at the end of the day.
The Hendrix Brothers on Behind the Scenes Radio, 516-595-8305. Press 1 if you want to talk. Let's go.
Young Nab, baby.
You're always mad at me.
You make my world so much better. of that
Yeah, under that frequency of that song. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And people don't even realize it. That's the crazy thing. Anyway, and what was the question I was about to ask? And then I forgot what I was about to ask y'all, man.
The Mandela effect.
What is the Mandela effect?
I have no idea. I just always hear that it's just a side, it's a little side joke. They always hear people say that. I have no idea. A glitch, I guess.
A glitch. Yeah. Okay.
Time to make time before the flow, you know.
Yeah, the memory. Yo, and that's crazy too. Cause
no.
I'm not that. Anyway, let's go ahead and get on this Christmas thing, because I really think that that's where it's going to really pop right now, because I kind of feel the vibration. So, what is Christmas, right? So, I've been doing this now for 9 years, 10 years, almost 10 years now, right? And I've been doing this show every Christmas for 9 years. And every year I have been able, and Nisi have been able, to go on Google and find out the true meaning of Christmas. But this year, for some reason, when you go on Google or you try to research it now, you can't find it anymore. It seems like a lot of, it seems like a lot of things now are like starting to be whitewashed. Well, where it's actually go find the information about it. What was the information that you found out about, Nisi?
I didn't find any out.
What I found out was when I went to go search what I normally go search, which is paganism and their blood rituals involving children, what popped up was Queen Elizabeth or Queen Victoria giving red toys to children. I found that Christmas basically was a pagan holiday that the Christians came along and engulfed and made it into the day of Christ's birthday, and you find, and it literally said that they gave Christ a birthday to make him more human. To make him human. It literally said to make him human. So that just made me think that he really wasn't human to begin with. He never really was a person. So they gave him a birthday to make him a person, but then they say he was born in the springtime. So I'm trying to figure out how his birthday is supposed to be at Christmas time when it's the winter solstice or Yule, like they call it in Germany and Russia, or whatever.
And then December, it says right here, so December 25th is the day Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. The date itself and several of the customs we've come to associate with Christmas actually involved from pagan traditions celebrating the winter solstice. In ancient Rome, there was a feast called Saturnalia that celebrates the solstice. But the Christmas, okay, so I'm just going off of memory. Like I said, I've been doing this for a while. So I'm going to go off the memory. I can't remember what king it was, but the tree actually symbolizes the tree. I mean, the tree actually is supposed to stand for a king. I can't remember which king this was at a certain point in time in history. Okay, and then you have this sparkly silver stuff that you put around it. Like a train. I can't think of what that's called right now. But that is supposed was the intestines of children that they were killing, that they had killed. They put the intestines
And then the ornaments were supposed to be the hands, feet, and legs of the children that they had killed that day. That is what Christmas is all about. But they've whitewashed it, a lot of it out of Google, and yeah, it's hard to find that information. What do you, brothers, what do you all know about that, about Christmas? And
yeah, the you were saying and she was saying pretty much we the exact same thing, pretty much pagan. Dealing with a lot of sacrificial things, with sacrificing kids, things like that. So, yeah, it was pretty disturbing for us when we found out the exact same thing. But I don't think a lot of people are going to be the program. This program with Santa Claus. I think people don't really care at the end of the day.
Even Santa Claus. It says right here, the modern Santa Claus is a direct descendant of English Father Christmas, who was not originally a gift giver. However, Father Christmas and his other European verities are modern incarnations of old pagan ideas about spirits who traveled the sky in midwinter. So these are spirits. Wow. These people that are, and it's about Jesus. First of all, the letter J is only 500 years old. And then they'd be like, well, not Jesus, Yahshua. Well, the letter Y isn't even in the Hebrew. But, so then, who invented Santa Claus? Thomas Nast. In fact,
wow.
Civil War cartoonist Thomas Nast drew Santa Claus for Harper's Weekly in 1862. Santa was a small elf-like figure who supported the Union. Nast continued to draw Santa for 30 years, changing the color of his coat from tan to red. He's known for today. What's known for today? So he started off skinny, and then they changed him. And then, yeah. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, they got us.
The Pennsylvania German settlements had community trees as early as 1747, but as late as the 1840s, Christmas trees were seen as pagan symbols and not accepted by most Americans. It is not surprising that, like many other festivals, Christmas custom tree was adopted so late in America.
Well, you know, Christmas was banned for a moment, right?
It was.
Never knew that one.
Yeah, Christmas was banned. It was illegal to celebrate Christmas in the very beginning. It was illegal.
What year was that?
Like the 1800s or something like that. It was illegal to celebrate Christmas. Before the Christians turned it completely around. Before the Christians got the complete grasp on Christmas and the winter solstice, it was illegal.
They're also saying that the 26 presidents.
And it was illegal.
Banned.
You could not say Merry Christmas. You had to say Happy Holidays. So they're trying to do the same thing now that they did back then.
They say Xmas now, right? Merry Xmas.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't say Xmas. Anything that remotely symbolized Christmas was not allowed. So it had to be Happy Holidays or Wish You Well. You couldn't, or Merry Holidays. You couldn't say Christmas.
So they looked at it as something dangerous in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, in the last five, 10 years, they've been doing the same thing. Like, you'll see signs that,
right,
we don't want it to say Merry Christmas. You have to say Happy Holiday because it's not just Christmas. You have Hanukkah. You have Kwanzaa. You have Christmas. So you best just say Happy Holidays.
Wow, listen to this, Nisi. Oh, listen to this. The Roman Christian historian Sextus Julius Africanus. That's where Africa, the word Africa comes from. Africa, the only reason Africa is because a white man came and took over Africa and named it Africa. Anyway, dated Jesus' conception to March 25th, the same date upon which he held that the world was created, which after 9 months in his mother's womb would result in a December 21st birthday. So, yo, if I have a child, if I have sex with a woman on my birthday, that baby will be born, should be born Christmas. That's crazy.
Wow.
Because that's my birthday. Any of that. Just the whole, like, everything, yo, like, all the holidays, like, they've been lying to us, yo. And I think that the world is getting tired of being lied to. I think that we're starting to come realize, like, a lot of things that's going on just ain't what it seems.
You have to rephrase that. Not everybody is actually coming around and realizing it.
Correct. Or even one.
Well, slowly but surely, but.
I believe that a lot of people already know. They just don't give a fuck. Honestly.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Those people.
I don't think it's that they don't give a fuck. More or less, so they don't want to go against the norm. They don't want to be the one that gets called out. They want to just follow along. Well, follow along. Like, and you, like, when you were a teenager and basically you had not bullied, but you were. What's the word where when someone keeps antagonizing you to do something because you're within a group?
Yeah, peer pressure.
Peer pressure. They don't want to go against the peer pressure from everybody else doing it. So everybody else doing it, so I'm going to keep doing it so I won't seem like an outcast.
Right.
Yeah. I think like Kurt, when
I got sick and then I went to work and I was like, look, I'm not wearing this mask anymore. I don't care what you people say. Next thing you know, majority of people at my job stopped wearing a mask. Yeah.
That's because you broke the cycle that was in there.
Because what I told them made complete sense. Look, I was wearing a mask prior to getting sick. I got sick. I'm not wearing this mask anymore because I still got sick wearing the mask. So I'm not wearing it anymore. Next thing you know, they weren't wearing it anymore.
Wow.
Because it doesn't matter if you have a mask. As a matter of fact, the mask is really killing you slowly because you're inhaling your own CO2.
Yeah, you're not recycling the air.
Yeah, we learned this shit in school. So my thing is, why is it that we forgot? Like, why we act like we forgot this shit in school? Why is it that we just, like, we're not even, like, we forget about just science? Like, the shit they're telling you don't even make sense. They're telling you to stay in the house. That shit don't even make sense. You're going to get more sick
in the house. Because you need to be honest.
Exactly. Exactly. The son of God.
Like, if you think about it, when you go get surgery, any kind of surgery, the first thing they want you to do is get up as soon as possible and move around.
Right.
How are they now saying you need to stay put, be still, don't move, and everything will be okay? You're contradicting yourself. You're medically contradicting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They say fresh air is supposed to be the best form of treatment for whatever. But you're sitting there saying, we don't want y'all to have fresh air. Put this stuff on. Just cover your nose, cover your mouth. Everything will be all
right. Right.
Like nobody seems to understand, or there's a minority of people who don't seem to understand the medical contradiction to this. It's like the medical side is like, well, they're stupid. They're just going to believe what we say. You know, nobody will catch on. There are people catching on, and it makes no sense.
It's a circus.
You have people walk, every time I hear somebody say, oh my God, she doesn't have a mask. Oh my God, if you're that scared, stay the hell in your goddamn house.
Right.
I've actually said that to a couple people today too.
I just look at people like they're stupid.
No, if you're saying something directly to me about a mask, I have no quarrels coming back at you. Because, one, how many people are going to get beat up, tossed aside for saying something to somebody? Okay, if you don't want to be near me or you're that scared, you need to stay in your house. You're not about to dictate to me what I'm put on my face.
Right.
You want to stay 6 feet apart? You stay 6 feet apart. Don't look at me. Don't come near me. That's as far as I'm concerned. Anything else, I don't care. Don't say nothing to me.
I mean,
people paranoid, very paranoid.
People literally come into businesses holding their shirts or their arms across their face and go, do y'all sell masks? How much are your masks? What? No. Yeah, it's $2. No. Here, give me your $2 and I'll give you this little plastic paper mask to put on your face.
Right.
That you feel is going to protect you from a microscopic virus.
But
you know it's another
strand. Do your thing, Curtis, about when you cover it when you're wearing clothes?
What you say?
I said, do your little thing where you talk about how if you're wearing clothes and air still comes out.
Oh, the thing about so that's just common sense, right? So we have masks on our face, right? But the mask that you have on your face is probably as thin as your underwears. All people wear underwears. Well, at least you just nasty and you just like free ball as woman or male, right? So if you wear underwears, there's masks that are made out of the same thing as underwears, fucking cotton or whatever, right? Even the little thin, it's motherfucking underwears that look anyway. Motherfuckers walk around with underwears on their goddamn face. Now, when you wear underwears, right, and you fucking fart, you pass gas, that air goes straight through, right? The same thing as when you're breathing and you have that mask on your face and you breathe hard, the air going to go straight through. So you're going to tell me that a microscopic, something that you have to look at with a microscope, ain't going to go through that motherfucker? Come on, man. You pass gas and you smell
that
motherfucker.
Talking about underwear, you know Hanes makes masks now, and it actually looks like the crotch area of y'all boxers.
Wow.
Anybody
literally, the company Hanes is making underwear, and it's being sold in stores, and it literally looks like the crotch area of a man's brief.
Of a man's brief.
And it probably really is. It's probably something they already have pre-cut. It probably is the crotch part.
Yeah, it probably is. All this shit is a setup. I mean, just look.
Yes, Mark.
Okay.
That's money.
Just pay attention to what I'm about to say. If this shit is as serious as it is, and they say it is, shut down Amazon. Shut down Google. Shut down fucking all these major companies. Not the little companies. Shut down the major companies. Shut down
everything you touch is contaminated at this point. No matter what you touch, everything is contaminated. You go to a store, whether you have gloves on or not, you pick stuff up, it's contaminated. You take it in your house with the gloves on and all this, you take the gloves off, take it out the back, it's contaminated already.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, literally everything is contaminated. Food,
like the movie
food wrappers, bags, money, everything.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Unless you're born into a sterilized situation, everything is contaminated. And now the virus has mutated to the point where it's been mutating, but this mutation is worse because it's like 70% more spreadable. and children seem to be catching it at a faster rate. And then now they think it's here in the United States. They know it's in Europe, because they shut down all of Europe already, and even in Canada, they said nobody can. They shut down all flights and everything in Canada. They're shutting down all flights in Europe. They're literally saying they believe it's over. It's already over here in the United States.
Right, they canceled Christmas down there. Yeah.
And this vaccine that they putting out right now ain't gonna be able to fuck with it.
Nope.
So it don't matter.
No, wait. I'm gonna tell you what they literally said. Doctors came on there and said this vaccine would still help with the mutated virus. I'm trying to understand that. You have the flu shot and you have variations of the flu, and you have variations of the flu shot. Every time there's a variation of the flu, they come out with another vaccine for it. How is one vaccine working with this coronavirus that's mutated to the point where it's 70% more dangerous or whatever? Not dangerous, but more accessible to get to somebody. But this vaccine is supposed to work for that. I'm confused.
Yeah, we got to ask Dr. Fauci some questions.
Maybe it's just me, but it just don't seem right. And as far as I'm concerned, they're not – none of those people who keep saying they didn't got the shot on live television, I don't believe they got a shot of any vaccine on live television.
Nope,
they got a shot of saline solution. They got saline solution. They got this clear liquid that they flush wounds out with. They did not get no shot. They're not going to get a shot of anything until it's way proven nobody's going to die from it.
Right.
They are not about to be, all the rich people are not about to be killed off.
And then
you see. They're going to wait to see if all the monkeys die first before they get this shot.
Can you hear me? Anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, so, actually, if you go on Behind the Scenes Radio Instagram and courtesy NT Productions Instagram, you can actually see that a nurse and her whole facility had got the COVID-19 and she blacked out. I remember you seen it.
She didn't black out. She didn't get, she didn't black
minutes,
out.
Right?
She got COVID. What she displayed was exactly how I felt when I had COVID. Her body language and everything was, I'm sick.
And she felt it in less than 5 minutes after getting the COVID-19 shot.
So that is
had Bell's palsy. It was something else that they got. They got something else. They've had allergic reactions to it. So there's no way Biden, Trump, or anybody else of that prestige got that shot.
No, that was staged.
They're waiting to see how many monkeys fall off before they get it.
Right,
you going in and out, Henry's bro.
Can you hear me?
And by mid January, they say, I think March, they're supposed to be able to give everybody the vaccine. The next stage of shots is for frontline workers. I'm not about to be the frontline worker to get that shot. I'm sorry. I'll be like, yo, I had it. I got immunity. My body produces own antibodies. I don't need no assistance. I'm good. I really don't feel like feeling that way again. I'm good.
Nisi, he was trying to say something. Go ahead, bro. Say what you was trying to say.
So I said, if you take that vaccine, you might as well fill off your window. Make your wheels go.
Yeah, I mean, because think about it like this, right? In every vaccine, they're putting in the vaccine whatever they're trying to get rid of. Doesn't sound like, does it? So when you get a flu vaccine, they actually put the flu in the vaccine. So when you go and get the COVID-19 vaccine, they're putting COVID-19 in you. So, and not only, and COVID-19 ain't no joke. Now, I actually seen Niecy Golden, not through the whole process, but I was around her when it first started, and it was hitting her slowly, like one day, the next day was a little bit more, the next day was a little bit more, then I didn't see her no more after that, right? Until after the motherfucker back, she had it, but I was talking to her on the phone the whole time, almost every day. And yo, the way that she was sounding on the phone was like terrible. Like, this shit was terrible. She damn near died, right? Now, imagine instead of it slowly hitting you, it's a straight shot straight into your motherfucking blood vein, to your blood, like heroin. That's what happened to that lady on that post that I posted on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's what happened to that. Basically, lethal injection. Basically, like, you have a, I don't know, we gonna see. I know I'm not gonna be the first motherfuckers to, I don't go to hospitals for any old way. And I'm just not gonna take no shot for any motherfucking reason. I already don't like needles.
But there's going to be a bunch of people out of work at hospitals, because once they sit there and tell them, you have to get this shot to continue at your job, people are going to be faced with either losing their job or getting a shot.
That's deep.
You have this one worker who literally just got over COVID at a hospital here, a nurse, just got over COVID. But she went and got the vaccine shot.
Wow.
She still technically has antibodies, because they say up to 3 to 4 months or something like that, you still have antibodies. She got over COVID in about 2 months ago, so her antibodies are still there, but she went and got the shot anyway.
Because
they basically told her she had to, because she worked in that department that was supposed to be either accessible to COVID patients.
And I'm pretty sure she had to take a couple of days off after she got that shot.
Well, here's the thing: when you have COVID, it doesn't smack you right away. It's like the flu. You don't feel bad right away, so you feel bad over time. Over a period of time, it gets a little worse. You got some people who get the flu shot, and they get that. A couple of days, they're sicker than sick. You would think they had the flu. They're like that sick.
Right.
When you get a shot of COVID, I'm pretty sure you're going to feel like you've had COVID.
Yeah.
COVID is that serious, and that it can be that deadly. You're going to feel, and there's plenty of people in the face of this that I do not like in any way, shape, or form. But I would not wish COVID on them. That's how bad it is.
Right. This shit is crazy. Sir V. Bob. I'm feeling like at the end of the day, like, it's going to take humanity. Like, this is about, it's never going to go back to what it used to be, ever. I really do feel like that. This COVID-19 is making sure that it's never over. I really do feel like this.
And they said we may not even get back to slightly normal to the middle of next year. So after they give it out, the vaccine to the immediate the population. They literally said you're still going to have to wear the mask. You get vaccinated, you're still going to have to wear the mask. You get vaccinated, you're still going to have to be 6 feet apart. Why?
So what's the vaccine doing then?
Like I said, why?
Because they're actually putting, okay, so they're shooting with the COVID-19, and then if you survive that, they're also putting something else in you. I believe that it's the chip in there also, because I believe if you look at the nasal passages
where they were sticking it through your nose. Nasal passages, but the testing, so they're hitting half the people with, and then the ones that come and get the shot, they finishing it off with that. Once everybody gets their shot, they got this chipping. Boom. Then they can tell the world what's going on, because then you ain't got no fucking choice. So, motherfuckers, we hit your asses with these motherfucking chips in you.
Right.
They can put the microskip, I can't remember what it's called, but basically, like, Transformers. And I remember it was this, it was Transformers. And at one time they had hit somebody, one of them with this thing, this needle, and it sent like these robots. But when they combined inside of this other robot, it turned them into some other type of robot. You feel what I'm saying? If you follow me with it. Yeah. So basically that's what it is. Like, they're putting this chip into you, and basically they can do to you and make you do whatever they want to. They can put you in the sunken spot if they want to, or whatever the fuck all this shit is. Because all these movies that they make, and they're actually telling us about the things that are truly out here. The Matrix really is real. And this is the crazy thing, The Matrix, and what was the other movie? She made The Matrix. It was a black woman that made The Matrix. No.
Huh?
The Matrix. It was The Matrix.
Avatar?
And Avatar, The Matrix. Those are the two movies that she made. I Am Legend.
I Am Legend.
Will Smith talking about the virus at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of
those
things. I believe that all of those things are true and will come to pass. I think that they know what's going on. You have to remember, the people that own these fucking companies, dog, these motherfuckers have been around for a long time. That's why I say that we all been here. I think that we all been here. They've been around for a long time. Their family lineage has been around for a long time, just like our family lineage has been around for a long time. We're just in different vessels. But I believe that we all been here.
Yeah, incarnation.
I mean, if that's what you want to call it, reincarnation, if that's the
language of the reincarnation.
Yeah, if that's the language that we use on this plane. So, you know what I mean? But but basically, that's the way that we explain it. But I think it's not even that. It's, I don't know. We don't really actually know any of this shit. We just living. We don't know what the fuck is going to happen tomorrow. You don't really know. I mean, bros, really think about this. Think about what I'm about to tell you right now. Your mom and your dad. Are y'all twins? Y'all not twins. Y'all separately. Y'all different ages, right?
Correct.
How many years are you all?
Well, I'm 34, he's 46, yeah.
Okay, so that's a big jump. So look at it like this, right? Y'all age different, right? Same father?
Same mom and dad.
Mom and dad, so that's even better, right? That's even better to explain this, right? The oldest brother, right? So your mom and dad did some real nasty things, right?
Oh,
and
God.
Your dad pissed off with shit, and you was in that motherfucking gang of niggas running through the crowd, right? That's a billion of y'all motherfuckers. And you was the fastest motherfucker to get to your mama motherfucking age. So you were back motherfucking then some years later after that, right? The guy that your father is, right, after he made you a god, then he spoke your brother, a god, into existence the same way, because they did some nasty shit called sex on this motherfucking plane. He spit some motherfucking shit out called sperm here on this plane. That shit ran through your mother's body. It was about 5 billion y'all motherfuckers, but you got there first. You a bad motherfucker.
Right.
So we're here to do some bad motherfucking shit. We're here to come together and help each other and bring each other together. That's what this shit is for. And we all met, and you all hit me for a reason, even though it may come with expense, but that's a promotion, and all of this is happening for a reason, right? So believe me when I tell you, you a bad motherfucker. We all bad motherfuckers, dog. What it is that we just trying to figure out what the fuck we here for.
Exactly.
I just curse a lot. I'm sorry. But yeah, like, so we all here for a reason.
Right, definitely a purpose.
Yeah, a purpose. You know what I mean? I actually, like, really do this shit for free, for real. I do charge people,
right.
But I really want to do it for free. But I got to pay bills or whatever. But I really want to do this shit. I don't feel like none of your gifts should be sold. I think that it should just be given away for free, because that is just who you are, your essence, even though you may have been having to learn what you're doing, even me, right? I've been doing this for 10 years, but I had to learn it, right? But I believe that it's always been in me. Anything that you do is always in you. You just on this plane. You know what I mean? I don't know. Is that too deep? Yeah.
You're right on. Yeah, this definitely is a definitely interesting plane, especially around now because of the pandemic mixed in with the awakening at the same time.
Right. And that's the crazy thing is why. And have you even noticed also that I just seen on the news, I think that was yesterday or the day before, there was a not an earthquake, a volcano has been erupting in Hawaii right now. Also in Europe, the police can go inside your house and put them in jail if there's too many people inside their house.
Oh, they've been doing that in Jersey too, Kurt. They were finding people and stuff because of the COVID. They were finding people and arresting people.
Ain't no more fun than now.
That was going in the summertime.
But it's
that was going
in
the summertime.
We actually did a show on, what is it called again? What they're doing to us, Nisi. What is that word called? We did a show on.
Torture.
It's all, actually, the government is actually, they're making us take this vaccine. And if you don't take that vaccine, you can't come out your motherfucking house. It's going to get to the point you can't come out this house, your house, unless you take this vaccine. It's going to get to this point. I've been researching this shit for a while. History does repeat itself. The only way, and this, we all have, what is the word, evolved. Yes, we all have evolved. Everyone has evolved. The only other way that we can evolve again together as human beings is through love, feeling, like us seeing things the way that it's really supposed to be. And that is what enlightenment is. Because when you become enlightened, your emotions are on like fucking 0 to 100. That's why they came out with that. Because that's just a recent song. It ain't been out that long. 0 to 100. Yeah. Your emotions, when you become enlightened about things, you really start to like, it's a lot of things start pissing you off.
Real quick.
Because now you're starting to realize, like, this is some fucking bullshit. Why the fuck am I the only one seeing this shit? Why can't anybody see this? And then you can't see it. Feels like you're putting them down and you're not trying to. You're not trying to hurt
right.
their feelings. You're not trying, but it's like, motherfucker, how the fuck can't you see this? Like, how can you not see it? It's just mind-boggling to me, but it's not for me. I'm just supposed to, or everyone is not supposed to hear this or even understand it. Everyone is not supposed to accept you all or understand you. I don't know what y'all want to do, but you venturing from where you was, where you are now, took you out of your comfort zone. That's what you need. Great, you have to come out of your comfort zone. You cannot be home. You don't go back home. Never. I'm never going back to Kansas City. I can never go back. Listen, I love y'all. I'll let you. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, but I can never go back home. Because if I go back home, that means that I'm going back to who I was. I'm not that person anymore. And if I go back there, it's going to suck me back into the place that I was back in, which was death, and I was supposed to die there, but I'm not going to die there because I'm not there anymore. I can go back and visit, but I can't never live there. Once I plant my soul right. back in that place, then I will die. Literally, I will die. And that's the same for you all. Any person that has a on that doing that, you have to go before you can. Anybody can't go. Some people have to. But everybody can't go. Everybody, it just can't. But just know that the world is watching you. Even when you think the world ain't watching you, the world really is watching you. They are. They're watching you. We're going to be all right. I love y'all. I don't even know y'all. I don't even know y'all. But I love y'all. I'll ever meet y'all in person. Handshake, all that. Y'all smoke weed, whatever. We chilling, you know what I mean? And I know this may happen one day. We're going to have some type of event, and I want to be able to. I'm going to keep in touch with you all. We're going to have an event, and I want you all to come there and do what y'all do at that event.
Once they allow us to have events again?
Yeah, once they allow us to have events, yeah. We're going to have an event, you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to have y'all own table with it. However y'all do with it, you know what I'm saying? Come here and do what y'all do. And everything. I want to make that happen. We deal with a few artists worldwide. Don't we talk about just here in the United States. Me and Nisi have interview artists worldwide. Congo, the rainforest, Sweden,
Australia,
yeah, like all over the world. You know what I mean? So it's gonna be popping when it happens. It's gonna be very. And it's gonna be all recorded, and it's gonna be down. It's gonna be popping, but it's everything in due time. Everything in due time. Introduce your song. Yes, we are.
The song is talking about, you know, at the end of the day, we are a star. Like, if you was born, you know, we're all going to be stars. Yes, we are. You know, the concept.
All right, so this is Get Your Brothers on behind the seat. 659-835.
Oh, yes, we are. Oh, yes, we are. Oh, yes, we are.
We are.
Oh, yes, 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 we are.
how we rise up with the sun to be sitting on the water, raising vibrations, shifting time amongst the cosmic, gaining knowledge about my love. High times is dope, buzz on some gold buzz, honey drip gold dust. See the flow brush against the soul trust. We are so just in which we hold up to the most high. It's so divine, elevation of the mind, where there is no eye, just an eye shine so bright to the blinds, where my eyes open up to the life of God. Cause yes, we are within the art. See the heart chakra and light chakras embody the truth. There is no other option, cause we are fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, godsons and daughters. We are gifted artists and artists that say we are here now.
Hey, hey, hey. Yes, we are a star in my light body. Look, I'm just adjusting my spiritual antenna to the sun to get a clear signal. Yes, we are one, observing a shooting star go at the speed of light, full of ego, high tones like soprano to alto to bass, and then it erased. Hey, yes, we are a star by far invisible car race. Be injected into the matrix, another level. Ill go beyond the projection of lights, fragmented by the angles of light that cause illusions. No delusions at night. Yes, you are now vibrating higher to change the reflections. Yes, we are a star going through many phases, spiritual metamorphosis. We are a star staying standing, no forces in the safest place. A star guided to many places. A see many faces. Yes, we are a star traveling without traces of fear. I stay calm even though death was near. I stay here and inhale fresh air that's clear. From the stratosphere, have no fear. Hey, we guide it. We're here. I'm a star.
Was. And yes, we are. The number is 516-558. So we're going to end the show. What we do at the end of the show is we do shout outs and what we're thankful for. Let's start with the Hendrix Brothers tonight. And we usually, well, if y'all want to do it separately, or what y'all thankful for, and give y'all shout outs.
I'm thankful for life, just to be able to exist in this moment, to be able to share with the world, to be able to stay creative, to be able to, you know, connect with you guys. I would say. And what was the other part?
Shout out to what you're thankful for.
I would want to shout out my family, all the people that support us. I would say that would be it. I would like to get a shout out to my daughter, Tamia Johnson Hendricks, out there in Milwaukee. Also, to thank the supporting family and friends throughout the entire world, and also the ones that are sending out the good energy and the ones that are supporting us. And also, shout out to those people that are trying to stay creative.
Okay. Nisi.
Oh, shout out to the Hendrix Brothers, to everyone who called in, going to download, listen online, live. I'm thankful for it being the end of the year, hopefully a whole other year starting much better than it ended. I'm thankful I made it to the end of the year. I'm thankful for my kids and my grandkids, and Behind the Scenes Radio and Kurt.
Shout outs to Nisi. Shout outs to the Hendrix Brothers calling in tonight for the interview. I want to give a shout outs to my son. Both of my sons, Logan and Tristan, and their mothers, I want to give a shout out to my hometown, Kansas City, Missouri. I want to give a shout out to all the artists that send music to us, to Behind the Scenes Radio. If you want to send your music to Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure your music, you send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY. That's Behind the Scenes Radio at gmail.com. Make sure music in MP3 format only. We don't take no links or nothing else. No SoundClouds, none of that. No MP4s. Just only MP3. Make sure that you send all of your social media information, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and a small bio. What else? What I'm thankful for? I am thankful for waking up this morning and being able to go back to sleep this evening. I am thankful for everything that is going on in my life. I'm thankful for I'm just thankful for everything that's going on. Make sure y'all stay tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.